This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Back in September, a 22-year-old woman named Masha Amini died in custody after being arrested by the Iranian Morality Police. The news sparked a protest from Iranian women not only in this country, but in other places around the world. I have discussed these protests with many of my radio guests, including Rex Rogers of SAT7, Hermos Shariat of Iran Alive Ministries, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. These protests, primarily led by women, have been pushing for a change in Iranian leadership and an end to gender discrimination. An article in the Washington Post called these protests the longest major demonstrations against Iran's cleric-led security state. These exceed previous periods of unrest, which include the 2009 Green Movement and the 2017 street protest. The protesters want to abandon the Iranian theocracy rather than reform it. They chant women, life, freedom, while calling for an end of mandatory hijab wearing. The slogan was originally used during the Kurdish freedom movement in the late 20th century, chanted in response to persecution in Iran, Iraq, Turkey, and Syria. Iranian women have been demanding a role in society ever since the Iranian Revolution of 1979. The implementation of Muslim principles restricted their rights and forced mandatory hijab regulations upon them. One encouraging note has been the conversion of so many Muslims to Christianity. My guests report that Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. Ministries that are reaching out to the Iranian people are worthy of your prayers and financial support. I encourage you to pray for Iran. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.